Oh, hello there. I am Sergeant Dumb, formerly known as Underscum and played by Ben the Quest Giver. As our weary travellers continue to delve into the vastness of Undermountain and stand against the repeated threats to the good people of the Sword Coast, I welcome you to this audio-only version of the adventure. If you want to tune in to our adventures on Twitch, we stream a final boss fight live every other Sunday, with replays hitting YouTube a few weeks later. With all that said, let's jump into this adventure deep beneath the bustling streets of Waterdeep.
Hello! Hello, I'm waiting for cameras to load. Hello, there we go. Hello, 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 and welcome to this stream of Waterdeep Dungeon of the Mad Mage. My name is John, and I will be your DM for this evening, and I am joined by Goat.
Heyo, I'm Obsolete Goat. I'm playing WoW tonight, and I'll be using the modified rule set by Mustang Arts of the Combat Wheelchair. Thanks for playing it again, Mustang Arts.
Rogue.
Hello.
And Tash.
Hi. Yeah.
And no one else is here right now. They're all sleeping.
As they should be.
Indeed.
So I get the feeling that this is going to be a somewhat shorter session than normal. So thank you all for watching. Good night.
Ciao. Wait, no, you need to read out again. You need to read out again. It's the end of the stream.
We need to do the outros now, so I was like, thanks.
Hey, Tani. Welcome into the stream. So basically, last time the group got together, you had some touching moments in the dungeon. Primarily, you met with a large pile of gold that seemed to be poured onto a table, but in fact turned out to be an ochre jelly. Upon feeding said ochre jelly, you discovered that it wasn't dead. It was very much alive and tried to eat everything. Slaying it, you started to make your way out of the dungeon and realized that Underscum wasn't coming with you and had a deep heart-to-heart conversation where you've convinced him to stick with the group and help protect you as you'd continue to delve into the dungeon. But for now, you've climbed out, you've paid your way out of the dungeon, out of the Undermountain, and you're back up on the surface. Wall has returned to shop. The rest of you are currently sort of milling around Trollskull Alley at the moment. Vaisin, you've got a wheelbarrow full of goods and things to go and sell.
Yep.
I believe that one of the things that we're doing is you're going to somehow affix the giant hammer to the wall of Trollskull Manor.
Of course.
So that probably takes at the very least a few hours of several of you heaving and securing it to the wall. Yeah, they're back at the manor now. They came out for a quick break and a restock of supplies.
I ran out of food.
Always keep your artificer well fed.
Yep. A hungry boy.
So that's now affixed to the wall. Is there anything else? Is there anything else in that wheelbarrow that needs to be sold off that you don't know the value for, or?
There is a chest, I believe.
Yes, there is.
It's I think 2k worth of silver, a chest set, brackets, expensive.
Okay.
It might actually be in my bag of holding, but I will sell that, guys. I have no use for a chest set. I'm not proficient, I don't think.
I mean, I kind of want to keep the chest set.
No, we should sell it.
But then I can play chess.
We can get a cheap chess set. This is, like, nice. It's like, look at one of the pieces. I think this is actual ivory. Like, we could get a good amount of gold. We could just buy another chess set. This is, like, really expensive. Maybe.
So the chess set that you have is ivory.
I completely guessed. Oh, yeah. I'm big brain.
You find a shop to sell it in. Some sort of a board game shop somewhere in Waterdeep.
Called People Merc.
Called People Merc. They do fine cakes and coffees as well.
They do. And vegan do options.
Coffee? Ooh. What is coffee?
You sell the chess set off for 25 gold.
I'll quickly just stash that on my sheet for now.
Cool. You should remove chess set from my sheet.
Do you have...
definitely remember to share that with some of the rest of the party.
Do you have anything else that you need to sell off that you don't have monetary values for?
Oh, I have 120 iron ingots.
Ah, yeah, that was on this level of the dungeon. Let me load that up real quick.
I mean, there's a blacksmith, like, right next door. I presume that Wall has, like, popped into the tavern for breakfast.
I mean, in fairness, don't you use iron in your, like, artificery?
I do, but not in, like, this massive quantity. I kind of more... I like the alloys. Iron's a bit heavy for me.
I mean, you could always just be like, ah, local blacksmith. Rather than making me steel for this much money, if I give you the iron, how much does it cost?
So the sack of 120 iron ingots, each ingot is stamped with a hammer on one side and an anvil on the other and is worth about 5 silver.
Five silver in total?
Each ingot.
Oh, I was going to say, like...
That's 600 silver. Nice.
Like, we need to sell that. I wouldn't get through this for, like, a couple years, maybe. Like, I don't use that much. It's
more... So that can be sold for another 300 gold.
Considering we found that in the random middle of a dungeon, maybe take an impression mark of the stamps.
Oh, yeah.
Because those could be rare.
I'll do a little etching on either. We'll keep one. Can we keep one?
Yeah.
We'll
keep one and I shall give it to you. A gift. Ooh,
I have
a
gift.
299 gold pieces and 5 silver then.
Sweet. So two.
Wait.
Nine.
These currencies changed.
So it's five. Wait.
Well, it's 600 gold. 600 silver, so half of that is.
Oh no, it's. It'll be 60 gold because it's not 5.
Oh, yeah.
It's 10.
It's, yeah. So, yeah.
Damn it, man. We could have got more gold.
60 gold and, well, 59.5 gold.
So, we're.
Keeping one.
60.
Yeah. I will add that to my character sheet when I can remember how. Because I am bad at using this, and I'm still bad at using this.
You can keep a track of the money for now.
Oh, the money. Crap, I didn't. Pardon my French.
Want to do the accounting in the party?
To be honest, I think that's being done by. I should know his name. He's a drow.
Nifira,
thank you. Nefira's been doing most of the accounting, but Nefira is not here today. So how much was that, John?
So it was 595 silver.
59 gold and 5 silver pieces.
Oh god, 89 plus 59 is 140, 148. Cool. 148, and you said how much... silver?
Five.
Cool. I'm going to be really annoying. I'm going to go to a money changer because I've got a bag filled with 355 silver and 1,400 copper.
Cool. Yeah, you can change
and
that.
And that's very unhelpful to carry around, but I'm going to assume
full gold.
We can just like do that out of stream.
I'm going to send you a link, Rogue.
Thank you.
This is a loot splitting app that we've used before that lets you put in monetary values and how many party members you have and then split the monies.
Wait, we're meant to split money?
Well, you know, some people like to.
Yeah. I do kind of need a fair share. Business is kind of slow at the moment.
I will simplify. Well, I'll get the numbers simplified and then I'll do some splitting.
If you put the money in there, there's a convert currency option that will convert it up to the highest.
Yes. I was looking at the other one. Yeah, cool. I will get to work on that.
So, you guys have about a week's worth of downtime to get through. Obviously, conversations with characters who aren't here might be a little bit difficult, but Ick's around if anybody wants to talk to Ick.
Someone needs to be responsible for Ick.
We don't want to deal with him. Where's his desk?
Like, this is Underscum's problem. Underscum recruited Ick.
Can we just leave him with Underscum?
Lock him in Underscum. He'll stay in Underscum's room quite happily. Underscum's room is very much Ick's aesthetic, so, you know, he's not going to argue and say, I don't want to go there. It's very much the sort of style of place he's happy with. Underscum has kept a very nice room for goblin kind. Nuri also disappears upstairs almost as soon as you get back to the Trollskull Manor, and you don't see her for a few days.
Did she leave a note?
No. You didn't see her go out, so you assume she's possibly still upstairs.
This feels really rude, but I'm going to go check our room. Because I'm a little worried. Probably at some point over the next few days, I will have gone up and checked the room.
Okay. Do you knock at the door, or...?
I probably knock at the door, and if there's complete silence, I will probably just peek my head in.
Okay. The room is filled with very small, twinkly magic lights. Very little continual flames along ribbons run along the walls in various colours.
Oh my.
There is a number of shelving units along one wall and a very soft bed in the other side. Nuri has one of the rooms in the top level of the manor, so the rooms are smaller, but they have some brilliant views out of the windows. She's got two windows that you can see out of, and you can see across higher than the rooftops for most of the houses around here, so you've got a nice view out. I don't remember which way she can see, but I think probably out over the side of the walls and up to the out towards the docks, just in one direction. And no one's there.
There's no.
Make me a perception check.
Oh, this is perception. I roll a 10.
Okay. She's not hidden it. There's a number of shelves with all sorts of knickknacks and odds and ends and shiny bits and pieces. Anything that any point somebody may have looked at and gone, that could be worth something one day. Like, Nuri is very much hoarding that sort of thing. And on one of the shelves, there's a note that looks like maybe she meant to finish it and hasn't, like, actually fully finished it, but just says, going to visit hubby. Back soon.
I put the note back where I got it from and just back out.
Okay.
I don't have any clue what's going on in this room. There was no warning, and there's a note saying that they're leaving, and it's not been scrambled up and put in a bin. I'm just going to assume. Wait, I'm trying to remember. Is Neri an elf or an eladrin or something of that sort?
Gnome.
Gnome. I'm just going to assume this is some gnome stuff.
I always presumed they were really tall. Like, and they're a gnome? I always thought they were, like, massive. Everyone's tall to me. I'm not here. I'm in my shop.
The dungeons are dark. It's easy to get the stuff mixed up.
You've come over and you just, like, divulge this to me. I'm like, uh-huh. She's a gnome? Oh, okay. Never clicked. I thought she was a very short human.
Oh, dear. You know what? Because we have another gnome in the pub, I'm just going to be like, Feywin, do you have any idea what's going on here?
In terms of what exactly?
I just sort of like bring them to the room, open the door, random bright lights, weird note saying someone's disappeared off to see their husband. Is this a gnome thing? I don't know a lot about gnomes.
I think it just depends on the person. I guess it can be interpreted as a gnome thing, but to be honest, I don't really know much about other gnomes besides maybe some that I've seen in the monastery, and I don't know.
Wait, so we have two church brats who don't know the outside world. Very confused.
I wasn't raised in the church. I was raised in a place where, well, I was taught how to punch people and stuff along those lines.
Yeah. A monastery. That's what I did.
Wait, you learned how to punch people?
I mean, mostly, not a little bit, but mostly, you know, how to hurt people with swords. And meditate on my draconic nature.
Well, that is something I didn't know. But then again, I didn't really spend a lot of time with you, so I guess that kind of makes sense.
Feywin,
it's a little awkward to do outside someone's room when it's wide open, so I'm just going to pull the door slowly closed.
Feywin, as you look into the room, can you roll me a perception check?
Oh, boy. Sure thing. I will do just that. Let's have a look-see. Normal roll. Let's go.
It's fine. You're swept up in this conversation. You don't see anything new in the room.
Okay.
You're just swept up in the conversation, realizing that you and Vaisin have both grown up in monasteries, and you sort of see the basics of what I've described is in the room.
Okay. There it is. Yeah, that's fair.
Lunch?
Yeah, lunch sounds good. Anything you recommend?
I have no idea. I heard something about noodles.
Let's go find out what noodles.
Let's find a place that does noodles.
Let's go find out what noodles are. Yes.
And off we go.
Da da da. Lunch time.
I love the idea that I've heard something about noodles. What the hell are they? I don't know. Let's go eat them.
Let us find these noodles.
These prized noodles of which we have heard of. My goodness.
Sorry.
Oh, my God. Sweet, innocent children.
Okay. I'm just looking at Nafira's character sheet list that he's sent of what he's out shopping for. So he's pretty much gone for the entirety of the week. Like he gets his cloak up and he puts the hood very far forward and sort of sets out grumbling into the daylight each morning and comes back to the tavern in the middle of the day to just sort of get out of the worst of the sunlight, and then heads back out for most of the afternoons shopping again. Some of the times he goes out and he comes back with items from the shops around Trollskull Manor. Sometimes he goes slightly further afield and comes back with either the promise that something will be delivered or that he needs to go pick it up when it's ready. But he does that several times throughout the week and the rest of the time he works in the tavern. And I'll talk to him about how much he's going to spend and how party funds are going to go into that.
Well, if we find out the noodles are any good, we can bring back a bowl for Nafira.
Yes! Yes! We should totally do it. We should bring back a bowl for everyone!
Yes, that's a good idea. Yes. If they're good.
Yeah, yeah. I can just imagine, even when they're not like sort of expert in cuisine sort of thing, they just taste these noodles and they go, "Oh my!" Basin, which god do you worship?
None specifically, but Zorquan is probably the nearest thing to a god I'd have told you about.
Is it a sin to use Zord's name in vain?
I mean, not really, because we aspire to become them.
Oh my Zord, then. These are the best noodles I've ever tasted!
The reality is we've just discovered what soy sauce is.
Yes! Just dump, like, a whole bottle full in the... This is so salty! I love it! Yeah. Crying with absolute joy.
Oh, this is a weird first day out of a dungeon. We needed to get out of that mindset.
Oh, so hold on. There's you, me, Nafira, then there's Underscum, then there's Ick, there's Nuri, and there's Wall. Are we okay, so there's six of us. So we six bowls of your best noodles to go. Even though Nuri and Nafira are not coming back anytime soon, they'll probably be cold and horrible by the time they get back.
Well, Nafira's they're going to be there in the afternoon. Nuri, well, they might be back later. We don't know. In character.
There must be a way to preserve these delicious noodles until Nuri gets back. I mean... Or we could just not get Nuri the noodles, and then when Nuri comes back, we can introduce her to the noodles.
That's smart.
Yeah. Yes.
I just have this image of just Vason going back to Trollskull Manor just with like five giant bowls of noodles.
Yes.
Or like... whatever they will let us take of noodles.
Yes, like with like little lids on them, so you know they don't spill anywhere.
Exactly.
Yeah, like I could just imagine, like facing, like I don't know, whoever's in like the manor sort of thing, sort of minding their own business. Faewyn just kicks down the door with one swift boot to the door, almost breaking it off its hinges. And she just announcing, like, everyone, we have an announcement to make. Lunchtime. Now, we have got lunchtime covered with these delicious bowls of noodles from a really awesome noodle place that I kind of can't really make up the name for because I'm not too great at improvising. So yes, noodles. These are the greatest noodles that we have ever ate. We kind of expect you to kind of see how it is and maybe like get regular lunches with these noodles.
I won't lie. There's just a bit of me that wants, at the end of this speech, for you to finally look around the room and realise that no one's actually in at the moment.
Yes!
Well, just definitely, calm. Isn't it?
It's like, watch as you guys, like, storm down the street, like, what are they doing?
Like,
just walk past his shop, he's like, there they go.
Just Ick comes down to see what on earth the noise is about, and it's just like, takes up all the noodles. In the equivalent of a goblin dressing gown, it just stumbles back up, just like, too loud.
No. Yeah. No,
it's like, don't take it's like a teenager.
If these noodles cool down, do you know anyone who can cast something that can heat up the noodles?
I mean, Vol does magic.
Oh. Maybe he can do something with that. Or, I don't know, we could just be normal people and just learn how to work the oven, if there is an oven in this place.
There's an oven in the place.
Thank you, ominous voice of disembodied.
It's a tavern, so...
One of, like, the members of staff is like, there's a kitchen here. We could make you noodles. We have soy sauce. You could.
Well, I don't know if they'd have soy sauce and noodle stuff prepared, but they could get it in.
Like, oh my god, yeah. She's just... Oh my god, yeah.
You can tell that both of us have not seen a lot of the world right now.
Yes.
One of the staff looks at the noodles and like, okay. And then asks for like two or three gold pieces to go out and do some shopping and they'll prepare some stuff for you for the next day.
Oh my goodness, yes! Oh, that's such a good idea! And let me see how much gold I have. Would that be inventory and then gold? Oh, I have 760 gold, so I mean, I could spare a few gold pieces to, help with the noodle convention that we're totally making happen.
Oh no, it's gonna be so much noodle.
it's gonna be so much noodles. It's kind of like that Hell's Kitchen episode where this guy just kept making spaghetti, like even though no one had ordered spaghetti, and he just kept making all the spaghetti. He's like, where is this coming from? Like, it's just gonna be like that, but with noodles instead.
The member of the staff is like, it's just keep an eye on the place while I'm gone. Like, they know what they're doing, but, you know, just they might need an extra pair of hands or two, so.
You can count on us. We'll totally make sure the place doesn't set itself on fire. I mean, we'll totally make sure nothing bad happens to the place, at least.
Cool. The person turns to Vase and just keep an eye on the place.
Okay.
And then just disappears off out and comes back several hours later, laden down with like fresh vegetables and you can see sort of a pack from the fish market that the tavern uses, just wrapped up in some ice and some and various ingredients and things, and she takes it through into the kitchen of the tavern and starts like chopping the fish and preparing the ingredients and generally preparing food. And after a little while, very sweet scent drifts out of the kitchen, but there's a there's an underlying sort of saltiness to the texture, to the scent, and it's an interesting mix. And later that evening, she brings out another bowl of noodles, but with fish and vegetables chopped up in it, and it's sort of it's a stir fry sort of situation.
I won't lie, all I have in my head now is, you know how in many anime there are those characters who just love food?
Yeah.
I'm just imagining, like, full on, that, like, at least for the Vason, I don't know about Feywin, full on just has a bite, full on, like, glistening giant pupil eyes.
Yes.
Essentially falling in love with the person who has just given them this food, not realizing this is just, you know, relatively well cooked food.
Yeah.
And is in, essentially feels like they're in heaven.
Yeah. A dungeon does for you, man.
Yeah, it's nicely cooked food.
Yeah.
So, Vason and Feywin, is there anything that specifically you want to get done in this downtime?
I mean, besides these madcap antics, I know that I was going to try and help Wall out around the shop a little bit. Just
okay.
We had a bit of a chat about that when we were leaving the dungeon. And I do want to see if I can get into a couple of athletic events.
Okay.
Because, well, I am not suitably famous in this town, and that needs to be rectified.
So how many days are you going to help out Wall in the shop?
It's entirely dependent on if I can get into any events. I'm okay. Not going to do any serious training, so it's just going to be like, is there an event? Cool, I go to the event. If there's not, I'm going to help around the shop, because better than sitting on my ass.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that makes sense.
Sorry, that's not an answer to your question. It's a really unhelpful statement.
You managed to get into some sort of wrestling, boxing style events.
Nice.
And we're gonna roll some dice.
Oh yeah.
Got all Xanathar's Guide.
Thank you, Xanathar's Guide to Everything. So you're going to make three checks for me.
Oh, yeah.
The first is athletics check.
Okie doke. One athletics check. Any modification?
Nope. Just straight athletics.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's a natural one.
Oh,
that,
no.
Oh, dear.
That's a bad part.
Let me just roll and see if I do well with my dice.
Your dice.
Peerless athlete, can I cheat?
You're a paladin, man.
I'm a paladin of glory. I'm here for the glory. I'm not here to be shamed.
Next up, could you make me an acrobatics roll?
Oh, please don't let this be... Don't let this be bad.
Okay.
21.
Okay.
Nice.
And finally, The last one is a little bit of a different roll. Can you make me a constitution check with a bonus to the roll equal to your largest hit dice?
What is my largest hit dice? My largest hit dice...
Should be an 8 for you?
I would think so. I'm just trying to see where it would be listed on this sheet.
It should be in your... If you
look, you're a straight paladin, right? So
yeah, just straight paladin.
Paladin is a D8, I believe, yes.
Paladin is a D10.
Is it a D10?
Ooh. I would like to say that is the case.
If you want to check, it is... If you go to hit dice... you can click on the little
cog.
Yeah,
and it tells you, so D10.
So yeah.
So a
constitution check with a +10.
Okay, +10.
Come on, you can do it.
32.
Okay.
Nice. Oh, that's a plus. Hell yeah.
Max. I mean, bit of a flop on that first one, but
so
you're cheating really well.
You enter some fights, and you don't win all of them. You know, there's a few events, and you get off to a bit of a slow start, but you do win more than you lose.
Ooh.
And you're starting to make a bit of a name for yourself. You, at the end of this week, get to take home 100 gold pieces.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Could you also roll me a D100?
Ooh.
I didn't mean to do that. Sorry.
You channel divinity and just ruin someone's day.
Just at the end of one of the fights, just da da da. Bright golden dragonborn light as you blind the opponent.
I'm pretty sure in any D&D athletic event, using channel divinity in a wrestling match is against the rules.
Yeah.
All right, 1d100 roll of 62.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. You're starting to make a name for yourself. You've towards the end of the week, you've had a couple of fights and people have stopped chanting, "Who's the Dragonborn?" And now some people are starting to know the name of Vaesen. At the very least, they've stopped chanting, "Who are you?" and started chanting, "For the Dragonborn."
I'll take that.
So, you know, that it's nice. You know, they've not learnt your name just yet, but it's starting to get that from "Who the hell's this guy?" to... "That's someone we know. He's won a few fights. He's pretty good."
I'm just looking forward to the day when people recognise, like, the rippling scales from behind. Them's the goals.
You do also manage to find some time to help out Wole in the shop. At the first day you come in, sort of a black eye on one side and blood trickling down from the nose because you've just taken a bit of a beating in the ring. But you help out in the shop for a couple of days.
Yay!
Do you need an ice pack, Pat? Are you going to be good?
Oh, it's fine. I already did lay on hands.
Okay.
It just needs time to clear up.
Cool. So, Wole, you spend most of the week working in your shop.
Yes.
Could you roll me a D100... +12.
Cool. I see how I do it.
Do you wish to spend any gold on this particular week for advertising or things?
No, not this week. I've got to save all my gold.
Okay. 85.
85.
Is on this table. Could you roll me 2d8?
Ooh, 2d8. That is a d8. That would be a... Did you need them separately?
Nope. So... you take home... as well as the shop covering its own expenses, which is always a nice week... You also take home a profit of 50 gold.
Nice.
Which is quite a tidy sum.
Not bad. Not bad at all. Stares at my profits. That's not bad, though. That's not bad. Yeah, we'll do that.
Underscum, for his part, towards the start of the week, disappears off out and spends the first day or so, maybe 2 days, heading out and shopping. For one of those days, he goes out with Nafira and sort of helps out with that particular bit of shopping. And then the second day, they sort of head off in opposite directions. You're not sure if they've talked about what they're buying and they know where they're going, or if they're just sort of... Nafira knows where he's going and Underscum's going the other way to see what's that way. But whichever way round it is, Underscum comes back and seems to be happy with his purchases, I'm going to assume at this point. Feywin, I think you mentioned that you wanted to speak to Underscum at some point.
I mean, I wanted to spend some time with him to be like, I don't know, just trying to make up for how she kind of treated him and kind of told him off for the thing with the goblins and that, but...
So on the third day, he comes down for breakfast and he sees you in the room as well, and just sort of nods across and I'm going to take over Ben's character for a moment because he's not here to say I can't.
Aww. What happens, Ben?
Yeah.
No, we love you, really.
Aww.
Is this what happens when you go and sleep like you should do, like a normal person?
How dare you practice self-care?
Oh, no.
When we yell at you for not doing it. He... tucking into a meaty breakfast of sausages and bacon.
And noodles.
And noodles apparently on the breakfast now at this point. You've... It's starting to become very popular as a thing that the Trollskull is selling. Underscum has an eclectic taste for breakfast, so he's okay with it. It is getting a lot more sales at lunchtime and dinner, but you know.
That's fair. I was going to say, carry on, because I was going to say, since you mentioned about fighting tournaments and things.
Okay.
I was going to say, since you mentioned about fighting tournaments and things, in between sort of spending time with, like, Underscum, yes, Feywin would like to try her dab hand at, I don't know, kicking butt and...
Okay.
I know, seeing how well she does there.
Underscum.
But yeah, you continue
with things. Underscum just sort of says, I understand what you said. I need to show you something. Do you want to come for a walk with me?
Sure. Yeah, we can walk.
And he finishes the food.
Finishes the food.
And he heads back upstairs and just sort of gets on sort of a going out attire and comes down, and you can see that he's got sort of the outfit he's picked out for this particular outing is a little bit nicer than mostly what he normally would wear. This is the sort of outfit you reserve for when you're going somewhere special. And he leads you through the streets of Waterdeep. And he leads you to the Spires of the Morning. And for anyone that doesn't know, the Spires of the Morning are a large temple in Waterdeep. Specifically a temple to Lathander, the Morning Lord. And it is made up of 7 spires that are capped in copper and gold and silver. The rest of the building is made of a pink marble. It's a 3-story tall cathedral with these 7 spires that gleam with the reflected glory of the dawn's first light. And he leads you inside. And there is, in one direction, there is a very large cathedral temple room. And you can see the holy symbol of Lathander prominently displayed. And there's a lot of clerics and worshippers going around inside the temple. It's a very busy building. And the other direction, as you go inside the main entrance, in the one direction there is the main sort of temple area, and then the upstairs, and you can see up some of the floors, you can see like the building, the rooms where the priest's sort of private offices are. And then down on the ground floor, opposite the temple, is a large marble room that just says Heroes of the Death Curse. And Underscum turns into this room and walks to the far end of it. And you can see inside there are statues carved out of marble of various humanoid figures. There's a tabaxi, there's an elf, there's a half-orc, there's a strange-looking lizard folk creature that looks a little bit like a dragonborn but smaller. There's 2 different gnomes carved out of the marble. And then at the back, Underscum stops in front of another elven figure. Could you make me a perception check real quick as you sort of take in this sight?
Oh.
Oh, the dice aren't being a friend tonight, are they?
No, they're not.
So this figure carved into the marble, you can see sort of he's a a wood elf figure, but with lines carved into the skin and sort of a spiral Zen yin-yang sort of motif engraved into the forehead. He wears very simple clothing, sort of the same sort of style of clothing you would have seen a lot in the monastery. But around the belt he has a number of bottles, wine bottles and various other bottles hanging from the belt. Underscum stops in front of the statue and looks on it with a reverence to his countenance. He's very respectful of the figure. And you can see on the base the name Riordan. And it's now had added to it. You can sort of make out some new engravings underneath it that have his birth date being about 300 years previously. And that he passed away about 3 years ago. And Underscum looks at the statue for a few minutes. I met this man once. He saved me. He showed me that I should be better. That I didn't need to be a killer in a cave. But I don't understand how to be anything but that.
Well, if it reassures you, I wouldn't have thought that you were someone who did that sort of thing in a cave, had you not have mentioned it.
I didn't know any better at the time. I still don't know if I know any better now. He founded a town north of here. Astar. All are welcome there. I don't know why I've got vaguely American in the voice now. It's weird.
I was gonna say, are you okay? Would you like some water? I've got water skin with me.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll land in the water and skin. But yeah, A-star.
It's Elven, it means together. It's protected by heroes of all sorts, and they welcome anyone, human or elf, gnome, dwarf, even those that aren't normally welcome in cities. The less civilized people are welcome to settle down there as long as they keep the peace.
Well,
He was a great man. I need to prove myself worthy.
I think you're worthy.
How do I know when I am?
Maybe you'll just feel it.
Maybe.
I mean, I know I keep talking about my dad and...
Yeah. And,
but... Looking back on everything he did for me from when I was a baby and... He did a lot of... Well, he took care of me all by himself. And... Did his absolute best to... Well... Care for me and... Teach me as much as he can, despite... Him suffering so much.
He sounds worthy of rescue if... you can find him.
I mean, I have a feeling I will find him. At first I didn't really understand why he would leave me, but I don't think he left me because he didn't want to take care of me anymore. He definitely left the monastery because he wanted... Maybe, well... He left the monastery because... He found a lead of... The location of where my mother is. And... He wanted me to be safe. He didn't want me to... suffer any of the things that he, well, even gets nightmares from.
But now he needs your help.
Yeah.
We should go back.
Yeah, we should. How about we pick up a bowl of noodles on... No. I was going to say, did you want to pick up a bowl of noodles on the way back? Although we do have noodles back at the manor, so I mean...
Maybe we could find something else to go with the noodles.
That's a great idea! Like, well, I mean, since I only been introduced to noodles about a few days ago or so, maybe you could show me what goes well with noodles.
Maybe we'll go find someone who makes noodles and ask them.
That's a good start. Yeah, we'll ask them and we can experiment with these things. Like with different ingredients, vegetables, meats, fruit.
We could try and... fruit.
Like, you could just see, like, I don't know, the eyes light up, like, and she's like, oh my goodness, like, ideas for, like, stuff with noodles, and... Like, I mean, fruit noodles, I mean, that could be a thing.
It could be a thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Faewyn, you also attempt to enter some wrestling matches.
Yes. God.
Could you roll me an athletics check?
Oh, boy. Here we go. Ready or not, here she come. Oh, no. Why, Dice? Why are you no being nice to me?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And now could you roll me an acrobatics check?
please, please, dice god. Okay, 23. 23.
And now, too many, John. Could you roll me a constitution check with a bonus equal to the roll of one die? Oh, sorry. I got it wrong with Vason, but I'm not going to take his money away from him. With a bonus equal to one roll of the dice of your highest hit die.
So that would mean D20 plus 8? And then, oh, yeah, so it's a constitution?
So it's a D20 plus 1 plus 1D8.
Okay, so... yeah, I'm like thinking, how do I roll these dice? So D20, then plus a D8, and then plus the 1. I think I've got it right. 21. Yep. Hooray.
Okay, in much the same story as Vason, you start out the week a little bit raw, and your muscles are a bit out of shape. You know, you've been in the dungeon for a little while, and you've had a few noodles at this point, and you're just a little bit achy and a bit slower than you would like. But you build up across a couple of bouts, and eventually win a few, and end up taking home 100 gold pieces as well.
Nice.
Could you roll me a D100?
Okay, I'm just adding that to the thing. Then D100. I shall roll that. That is a 58.
Okay, no problem, no problem. As the end of the week starts to approach, let's start with Vason.
Mm-hmm.
You've not had a chance to roll a... I'm going to get you to do it. Rogue, could you roll me a D100 and add 30 to the result, please?
Do you mean that I've got the master command correctly in there? That's 73.
Okay. Troll Skull itself...
explodes.
Explodes. Horribly. You've lost the place.
No!
I saw the noodles! The noodles! I will never eat noodles again!
No!
Troll Skull itself covers its own maintenance costs.
Hooray!
Across the week. And could you roll me a D6?
No, 1d6, not 2d6. Cooperate with me. Roll. That's a 4.
It also nets a profit of 20 gold.
Ooh, okay. I will write that down on a piece of paper somewhere.
Tash, could you roll me a d100 plus... I'm going to say 15...
Okay. Huzzah, 23.
Okay. Meanwhile, down in the Undermountain, it's not a good week for the goblin marketplace.
Oh no.
My goblins.
Were we expecting it to go well? It's literally like their first week with democracy.
Yeah.
With Susan in the driver's seat. Damn it, Susan, you had one job.
Well, I have to make sure that Karen's in charge next time.
These goblins are their very human names.
And so, unfortunately for the goblins, Over this period, they are currently 100 gold pieces down.
No.
Oh dear.
So
I'll write that down.
They are presently, you know, they've not made any money. They've had to cover the maintenance costs for the last period of time. They won't be giving you guys any money until they make a profit. They're currently 100 gold in the negatives.
Well, we'll just have to make sure to like get people to go down there then. Advertise the goblin market in the pub.
Hello. The other thing you messaged me about doing.
Oh no.
Do you want to do that now and in front of everybody, or?
I can do. There's only a few people here that can know my crippling debts.
Okay.
I'm in a lot of debt, guys. I'm in so much debt.
After you close up the business on one of the last days of the week, you head to your arranged meeting point and you descend into the Waterdeep sewers.
Get on my special wheels for this.
I'm curious to know if Rogue is raising a hand to ask a question, or...
I am. Have I noticed if Wall's been at all weird? Like, over Wall? The week? But, like, odd for Wall, like, nervous or anything?
Roll me an insight check.
Luck, don't fail me now. Oof, an 11?
Roll a charisma check. We're going to say that this is a charisma check. 1d1. Oh, wait, no. I'm doing the show. Give me a sec. Sorry about this. Plus. God, I'm trying to get these commands in correctly. I'm sorry.
No,
I'm completely fine.
He's fine.
Okay.
He seems together.
I will ask about my share of the loot, though, like, quite a lot. Like, have you sorted it out yet? Not, I don't want to pressure you, but have you?
I mean, based on quick maths, you've got an extra... I rummage around and like I can imagine I've got a bag with some of the money in, and assuming this has done the maths correctly, hoy over 2 platinum, 1 gold and 7 silver.
Thanks. One platinum or 2 platinum?
2 platinum,
1 gold, and how many silver?
7.
Thanks, bestie. Thanks. I'm gonna put that away in a different place.
Alright, have a good night.
And you. I feel like I'm doing a bad job of like not being stressed because I know what's gonna happen.
You're lucky that Jason is naive and an idiot.
Just presumes it's just like a wall of weirdness. He's like, oh yeah, he just gets really stressed at the end of the week. I guess he just doesn't look forward to like the weekend.
I work on the weekends as well, but you know, it's fine. What's a weekend exactly? This is a 10-day. I don't know how weekends work in the D&D calendar. I presume weekends exist, but
it depends on what your business is, I guess.
True. I don't have weekends.
You roll to your designated meeting point and lower the wheelchair into the sewers, which is an interesting maneuver that we won't really look into in too much depth at this point.
I have like artifacts and things. I just don't. I have like a steel defender. I just don't use. It's just a stair lift. It's just a stair lift.
Good. Steel defender that just shows up and just lowers you into the sewers.
Just an entire part of my class I've neglected because stairs.
And you get to your normal meeting point, and you roll up and you see the sort of chalk symbol on the wall of the sewer, and you know to just sort of wait here until somebody arrives.
Exactly what I'll do.
And several minutes pass, and then somebody slinks out of the shadows purple, mostly purple and black outfit, a mask over the face to sort of cover the smell of the sewers and also to obscure the identity of whoever this happens to be, and a hood up over their hair.
I'll start counting out.
You have the latest payment?
Yeah. I'm going to hand them everything that I've earned in the past week, so that would be 2 platinum, 51 gold, and 7 silver.
This'll do.
So how much is left? I feel like I've been paying this off for a while.
We'll tell you when it's paid off.
Okay.
You've heard the latest passphrases, I assume?
Though... Could you refresh my memory? I don't know if... I don't always get news up top. You can send them to me if you need
to. One moment, I'm looking. They're on one of these floors. Let me... thought it was this floor. Is it the other floor? Might be the other floor.
Back in my day, you had criminal enterprises that didn't require bureaucracy.
I'm not a criminal, okay? I just make prosthetic arms and guns.
The passphrase... The passphrase, the ask is, how many eyes does Sanathar have?
Okay.
The correct answer is... as many as there are stars in the sky.
Thank you. Hopefully I won't have to use that. I'll be back in same time next 10 days.
We'll come take it from the business if you aren't here.
Okay. That's okay.
And he just disappears back into the shadows.
Breathe a sigh of disgusting relief. Like, need to leave. I'm going to start wheeling myself out. I feel like the passphrase would be useful for avoiding fights. But will Wall use it? No. Gonna head back up top.
Feywin. One day towards the end of the week, you've picked up the latest issue of the Gazette. The what's Waterdeep's newspaper? It probably is called just the Gazette, isn't it?
Something like that, I don't know.
Ah, the Waterdeep Wazoo. Thank you.
Ah.
Cannon. Good name.
You pick up the latest issue of the Water Street Wazoo. And you see, there's several articles in there about the latest happenings in Waterdeep, about potential things happening in Undermountain that might cause problems on the surface. You see an interesting article written by Gaxley Rudderbust, speculating on the origins of the recent cat burglar known as the Black Viper.
I got their mini yesterday. I'm related. I got their mini yesterday.
And linking her to the Casalanta family. You also notice in one of the what is the thing called, the one of the advertising pages,
yeah,
a message that is in a code that is written in such a way that you understand it. It's a way that you learn at the monastery where you grew up. And okay. As you unscramble it, it refers to a lead that had led to Waterdeep and then went dry, and now heading to something titled The Seed of the Dark God. And it is signed from Faewyn's father.
Oh, wow.
Roll me a history check.
Oh, boy. Well. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What are these dice today?
What are these, like, cursed dice?
You don't know what that means, but you do know that message, that he followed a path here, it went dry, and he has now left Waterdeep, heading for somewhere that he calls the Seed of the Dark God.
That doesn't sound good.
No. Kind of sus.
What do you wish to do with this information? You don't know what the Seed of the Dark God is, other than it probably isn't a great thing.
Maybe try and do some research into this Seed of the Dark God. Because she don't know a thing.
Okay.
Yeah, just to be like, okay, where would this Seed of the Dark God be?
You want to ask the rest of the group, or head to... I mean, there's a bookstore on Trollskull Alley that you could head to there.
I mean, I'll head to the bookstore first.
Okay.
And then if nothing yields any usefulness there, then I shall ask the group.
Ask the rest.
Yeah.
Okay, you head to... padding for time as I look it up and try to find it. It's called the Bookworm.
W-Y-R-M.
I've played this module too many times. The previous module too many times.
And the front of the bookstore is adorned with a charming sign of a gold dragon curled around a treasure hoard of books and scrolls. And as you head inside, the shop is decorated with beautiful hardwood, and the earthy scent of old books permeates the air. You can sort of see upwards in this large building. The first two floors of the three-story structure is library. That somehow seems to contain more shelves than the building should be able to contain. You can see a number of books around, ranging pretty much across everything from magical tomes. You can see at the front of the shop there is a couple of books entitled Curse of Strahd by Creed. You can see that they've got things like there's a section of the shop at the front titled Learning to Read, and it's got a number of simple children's books that are sort of starting books with things like one of the shelves has a number of copies of a book titled Sea Grog Run. And the front has a very simplified drawing of a Goliath barbarian on it.
I love that. I love that so much.
And as you're sort of taking this in, a short dragonborn with gold scales emerges from somewhere within the shelves, carrying a handful of books, and looks over a small pair of glasses.
Oh, hello. I'm sorry, I didn't see you come in. My name is Rachel. How can I assist you?
Hello. I was hoping that you could help me find a book that can tell me a little more about this. It may sound a little bit shady, but the Seed of the Dark God?
Like, just looking around, making sure that there's no one within earshot in case you go, oh, what?
Oh my, yes, that is a difficult subject. I think I have a book back here somewhere on it. Wait right there.
And he disappears back into the book stacks for a minute and then comes out of a different stack of books a couple of minutes later. The heavy books that he was carrying as he went in have now returned to their various shelves, and he comes out with one fairly thick book that he places on the table, and there's like a little table in the middle of the room that you can sit down at and read. He places it down and it just reads on the front of it, Spiral of the Dark God by Creed, a true story with collaboration with Zin Goltara.
I don't trust this Creed dude, he gets around a lot.
He's been in places.
This whole thing is sus.
It's sus as hell.
And he leaves you for a while to read the book. And you read through, and it's a story that claims to be a true story. You don't know. You lived in a monastery very cloistered away. You've not heard much tell of this. You do remember some of the events that it mentions, things like it takes place mostly 3 years prior to now, and you remember vaguely back then a time when the skies burnt red, and that's mentioned in the book, about this group of heroes that fought against the dark god Therizdun, the Chained Oblivion. And how they fought to save the world from total oblivion. And in the end, they succeeded in turning back the darkness and saving the world and escaping mostly with their lives. Some noble heroic sacrifices were made in order to win the day. But you discover from this reading that the final fight against Thera's Dune took place in a floating citadel, a floating orb of darkness that rose out of the earth in the Deserin Valley. And when Thera's Dune was driven back and is his host body in this world destroyed, the seed, the spiral, dropped to the ground and now just sort of sits there. And the knights at Summit Hall, who once were just a group that protected the countryside at large, now predominantly encircle this seed and ensure that its evil doesn't spread. But it hasn't spread in the 3 years that they've been watching it. But this is known as the Seed of the Dark God, and it's in the Deserin Valley, which is... need to double check my maps to make sure I'm not saying it's in the wrong place. Bear with me just a minute.
Any particular type? Brown, panda, black?
Mm.
Teddy?
Panda would be nice.
Wait, how's that song go? Panda, 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 panda.
It's badger, isn't it? Badger, 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 badger.
I mean, that's one, but there is also one that is just panda, 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 panda.
Forget that spider. The Deserin Valley is north of Waterdeep, by about a week's travel. On the way up the long road towards Tribor, you pass by the Sumber Hills, and the Deserin Valley is in the Sumber Hills, so it's a little bit of a trek from Waterdeep, but you can either find traders heading that way and hitch a ride with their caravans, or make your own way there.
Okay. Let me have a look at what she has in her inventory. Let's have a look, see. I suppose, like, she would ask to borrow, like, I don't know, a bit of parchment or paper, maybe a quill or something, just to, I guess, write down, like, the directions and sort of draw, like, important notes, like maps and things.
He asks for a couple of gold, but provides you with decent writing implements and paper. He doesn't get the very best paper out, because that's reserved for magical things, not note-taking, but...
Oh, yeah. But she don't mind.
You're provided with what you need.
She shall scribble these things down.
Okay.
And once she's gotten what she wants, she'll, I guess, hand the book back to
Raishal.
Raishal. Yeah, I knew it began with an R. Yeah, thanks, Raishal.
He disappears back into the stacks and the book is replaced there. And then he comes back out again if you're still there.
She's still there. I should just thank him. Thank you for doing that for me. It's really much appreciated.
You're welcome. Be careful if you intend to head there. It's not a nice place.
Well, that's what I'll be telling my father when I find him.
Fair. Far be it from me to get in the way of family matters.
Well, it was a pleasure making your acquaintance, and you take care.
Very nice to meet you as well. Good luck and stay safe.
I shall certainly try. And I shall leave the bookstore and head over to Trollskull Manor.
Okay.
To, I guess, pack up stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
You pack up the stuff?
Hmm.
I'm sure Underscum would say some things here, and Nefira would say some things here, and they ain't, so they say those things. Insert them here. Pretend that happened.
Mm. Underscum, that was beautiful. No.
Yeah, I was going to say, if anyone sees... if anyone spots her and asks what she's doing. I mean, she ain't going to lie or anything.
I'm guessing if it's, the last day, would Wall and I still be in their shop? Or is it, closer to after Wall's gone off to...
I mean, I think by this point, Wall has come back from doing sketchy shit.
I'm not that sketchy, okay?
It's probably the next day. So it's up to Wall if Wall is there or in Wall's shop, but Vaisin can be in the tavern if he's...
I like to think that over the last week I've basically just been having noodles for breakfast with Feywin as just sort of like a morning ritual. Just talking nonsense and sharing what we both seem to not understand about the world.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, what a family? What are these things? I say that mostly for the joke, but unironically, Vaisin actually doesn't have a family.
What can I say?
Oh, not in a bad way. It's just that's not how the monastery works.
Yeah. Family is when a group of people. They don't have to be blood related, but I guess when a group of people have, a platonic love for each other? Not enough to, do anything intimate per se, but just enough to,
I guess, support each other and when they're feeling sad and other things. I was gonna say, is this what they're going to talk about the morning that she leaves? I was gonna say, like, so I guess
wait, does that mean that when we went into the dungeon we were family?
I mean, if you were close enough to know a thing or two about each other and care for each other, then I guess in a way you are. But
does that mean I should call you sister now? I'm not sure how this works.
I mean, if you desperately want to, like, I mean, it's not, I mean, we're not blood related, we don't look like each other per se, but I suppose if you wanted to call me a sister, you can.
Says the gnome, looking up at the 6.5 to 7 foot tall dragonborn.
<Yeah. laughs> I was going to say, is Wall there just be like, what the feck are you two doing?
Well, I came in for a minute, was like, oh, they're talking about sensitive stuff. Am I going to leave? I have no authority on what a family rolls out. I roll in, like, grab a bowl of noodles, and like, they're talking about family. I'm going to leave now. I don't know the fuck that is.
Wait, I don't know what that is either. Come sit and join us.
Oh, okay. I'll come back in.
I mean, I guess family is, I guess, a group of people who may or may not be blood related, who love each other enough to protect one another and care for each other. But it's not, I mean, it's intimate enough that they would care for each other, but it's not intimate enough that they would want to do
Mason's just staring entirely blankly because
kiss
no idea what.
Yeah, so for example, family don't really do romantic things, like, I don't know, husband and wife, or husband or wife or wife or whatever do we with each other, but...
Ooh, reading rituals.
Don't do that. That's called incest, Basin.
Just gonna, like, up his brakes and be, like, slowly backing out. Be like, you know, I just came in here for breakfast. I didn't come in here to talk about, like, incest. That's, like...
Wait, what? Huh?
Whatever it is, it sounds bad.
I'm very confused. I mean, it gets wrong.
I mean, since you're not blood related, since we're not blood related, I suppose technically speaking, you could develop those kinds of feelings for, I guess, other people in your group or something along those lines. But but speaking of family, I read the Waterdeep Wazoo? The Waterdeep Wazoo?
Yep.
And I believe that my father may have, I guess, sent me a message about his whereabouts. It turns out that the lead he was chasing in the Undermountain turned out to be, a dead end. So there was another lead going towards a really, really dangerous place. I'm not sure whether you've heard of it, called the Seed of the Dark God? I mean, sounds very gloomy and very dark, but...
Roll me history checks.
My counter sheet. Where the hell is history?
19.
Hey!
You have both heard of this.
I like to imagine it's just sort of one of those brief moments where we both start talking over each other, just like filling in each other's gaps on the story.
You both pretty much know, if not the exact details of the story I said when Faewyn was reading the books, you know the overarching what the seed is, what happened. You both remember the 3 years ago the skies turned blood red. Etc.
Fun times.
Oof. Wait, so your dad's there?
But I mean,
there's no glory there. It's done.
Well,
isn't it?
There's a reason why he's probably going there of all places. And, well, I guess it's kind of the same reason why I'll be going there. He's looking for my mum, and I guess I'm looking for him, so it kind of makes sense for me to go after him there.
Oh.
And family helps family, that makes sense.
Exactly, you're learning things, Mason. So I guess this will be our last bowl of noodles together.
I doubt that. One, you're too strong. Like you're like terrifying for one.
Mm-hmm.
And two,
I never saw myself as terrifying.
Yeah, you've not seen yourself,
I think you're terrifying for about 50% of the population. Give or take.
Yeah. You've done things to bugbears I can't forget.
I'm sorry. I mean, I hope whatever therapy you get for that can help you, heal from that?
Oh no, these are like these are like things I have to work to surpass. Cause like that was impressive, but I need to one up you.
If you start disemboweling people from the groin upward, we're not talking.
I mean, it's mostly to disarm and self defense, but sure if you're into that, but I don't think I'm just going to appreciate it.
Well, that's a good idea. I'm going to try that.
Underscum walks past in the background with a bowl of noodles and just very quickly walks up the stairs.
Underscum, take me with you.
Carrie's like wall in the wheelchair up the stairs as he goes. So
technically speaking, this would be a goodbye. We'll see you soon.
I hope so.
You can always come back. Once you found them, that is.
Of course. Of course, once I've found them, then... we'll pay a visit to Waterdeep and come to this place, and I'll get them noodles. That's the first thing we're gonna do when we come back here. Get them a bowl of noodles from here. Ooh. I think they'd both appreciate that.
I mean, who wouldn't appreciate noodles? They're amazing.
I know.
Noodles are very good.
But hang on. Well, if you're going, just hold on. And Mason just sort of scarpers up to his room. He's just looking for like some sort of trinket from back of the monastery, just a small thing that he was given like as a good luck talisman.
Nothing
like ostentatious, just like a small like maybe iron brooch thing. Okay. He doesn't wear it because it doesn't really fit onto chainmail, but he keeps a hold of it because you know.
You find such a thing.
And sort of like stumble back downstairs and just sort of like I was given this when I left. It's meant to be good luck. And that's Zorqun. Like that's the goal. I'm not good at speeches, but my mentor, when I went off, made sure to tell me that if you look at this, you should remember that you should always be as furious as the most dangerous beast in the sky. I'll just sort of pass it over to Faewyn. I think he'd have been proud to meet you. Well, impressed by you is probably better words.
Thank you, Basil. I mean, this is yours. Are you sure?
I'm sure. Plus, it means that, you know, hopefully you'll find your mum and your dad. You can come back for noodles. And, you can give it back.
Yeah. You know what? That's a promise. Like, should I find them and we come back alive, then yeah. That's exactly what I'll do. I'll give it back to you and over a bowl of noodles. That'll be good. Thank you. I kind of also want to give you I suppose you could split this amongst the party.
Oh.
And you receive 655 gold pieces. To be honest, I don't really have a lot of use for that much money. So I figure this could go towards, well, if you split it up evenly between yourselves, or put it towards this wonderful establishment of yours.
Huh.
I mean, I've still got some.
It's like your own little treasure hoard.
Well, I'm...
Basin starts tearing up, because he's essentially just been given someone's treasure hoard, and is trying to, like, not cry.
I mean, she's a monk. Like, monks don't tend to spend money.
Yeah,
yes, but
they have a real problem with getting money, monks. It's, they don't have anything to spend it on.
Mm.
Yeah, but, like, I come from, like, a religious tradition that wants to ascend to being a dragon, and draconic creatures hoard gold. Like, this is very touching.
Well, I'm sure that you'll put it to good use, and, I think you'll put it to good use and, make something out of it.
Promise.
Yeah. I'm gonna miss this place, and I'm gonna miss you guys. As short as our, I suppose, getting to know each other, sort of bonding has been. I suppose you'll tell Nuri and Nafira and understand. Bye from me.
Yeah, I promise. Promise.
Thank you. That would mean a lot. Well, and like with one sort of last gulp of noodles, she
places the empty bowl on the table. Now that I'm full of noodles, I suppose I'd better get going. Like, I wouldn't want to, go to the seed of the Dark God and find that my father and mother isn't there. That would be really awkward. Having to chase them all over the continent. But it was a pleasure to be a part of, I guess, your own little family.
Hope you find them.
Thank you.
Hope so too.
You take care of yourselves and see you soon. And like she's about to go and open the door, but then she kind of sort of at the last sort of second go back, gives Basin a big old hug.
Oh, big old hug back. Don't forget to write.
I'll make sure to get the post to you. Well, since I know your address, it'll be very easy to send the post or whatever this world does. A pigeon mail. I don't know. I'm still learning.
It's vaguely a postal system.
And
I think they have spells that do it.
Well, I'm not. In case you haven't noticed, I'm not really a practitioner of the magical arts. I mean, I am, but not of the sending the messages variety. She'll approach Wall and hold her arms as if to say that hug. Like, do you want a hug?
I'm gonna lean out of his chair and give her a hug.
Oh, she'll give him a hug. And with that, she'll sort of break away from the hugs, grab her stuff, and she'll say again, "Well then, see you soon.
See you around.
See you soon."
And she'll open the door and make her way out of Waterdeep.
And on that note, we'll call the session to a close as I trap my fingers between the desk and the chair.
No!
Ow! Whiplash, I've gone from very sad crying to slapstick humor. That doesn't work.
That was quick. Ow. So, thank you to all of you guys for playing. Thank you to thank you and farewell to Tash and Faywin for now. Mm.
Hello, Sergeant Arm again. Just wanted to say a great big thank you for joining us on our adventure. Now, please consider leaving us a review. It really helps, and it might bring more listeners to our adventures. We also have a Discord if you want to come say hi or chat. And we do have a lot of other game streams, but don't really work in an audio-only format. So please head to www.finalbossfight.co.uk for all those details. Up until then, we'll see you next time, where we can take down this final boss fight together.